So there's a wonderful Archdale cartoon. R.B. Bennett is swimming, and King is on the banks of the river collecting all of his clothes, that is, all of his policies, and taking them away. And there's absolutely no doubt that those were the policies of the left, and that King was stealing them. He was stealing them for electoral gain. But he'd always been a social reformer. He'd written a social reform book, Industry and Humanity, which sets out a pattern of social reform. And he had begun to implement the social welfare state in very, very small incremental stages. He would have seen himself as a social reformer simply coming into his own. The world saw him as an opportunistic politician. The electorate saw him as someone who was giving what they needed and re-elected him overwhelmingly.